Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, December 13th. Coming up, we'll learn about a new climate-friendly way builders are using wood. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Some Illinois teachers want the state to provide guidance on how they can use artificial intelligence safely in their classrooms. Sarah Merman teaches in Crystal Lake near Chicago. She helped co-write a report that found instructors don't know which tools comply with student digital privacy laws.
With the rapid expansion of AI, we're not quite sure which apps are SOPA compliant and which ones aren't.
Merman helped survey around 200 teachers across the state with the nonprofit Teach Plus. The group said nearly all teachers who responded think AI could be useful to them, but only half had any training on the technology through their school districts. Merman said she and other teachers plan to bring their findings and policy recommendations to Illinois lawmakers this spring. Syrians living in the U.S. are expressing new hopes and fears after rebel groups in the country appear to have brought the country's brutal civil war to an end. Syria's former president, Bashar Assad, fled the country at the beginning of this week as rebel fighters approached the capital city of Damascus. Dalal Orfali is a Syrian-American journalist and podcaster based in the Chicago suburbs. She tells the 21st Show that she hopes the country will transition into a new government that's inclusive of its various communities.
I want a civil government in which all religions, sects, women and minorities are represented. And here I am talking about everybody, Sunnis, Shiites, Alawis, Syrian Christians, Druze, women and secular parties as well.
Orfali says she hopes the international community will take an active role to maintain order in the country. Illinois lawmakers are still considering whether psilocybin products should be legalized to treat mental health conditions, but they're running out of time. The Illinois Cure Act sets up the frameworks needed to grow, distribute, and administer the drug, also known as magic mushrooms. Democratic State Senator Rachel Ventura of Joliet is one of the sponsors. She says this could help people with serious conditions, like PTSD, who don't respond to more traditional therapy methods.
Essentially, they're stuck. And what happens with this medicine is it allows the brain to get unstuck and begin healing anew with a different pathway that it has not been able to explore in the past.
Only Oregon and Colorado allow these treatments right now. Lawmakers held a committee hearing to gather more information, but not to take any votes. They probably won't vote on it by the time they adjourn on January 7th, but someone in the next group of lawmakers will probably introduce a new bill. The Illinois prison system is rolling out a program to electronically scan incoming postal mail, despite opposition from some prison reform groups. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The Department of Corrections is contracting with a Texas-based company, which will provide tablets to people inside to access their digitally scanned mail. The goal is to curb the flow of drugs like fentanyl into prisons. Paper mail is being soaked in liquid substances and then smoked. But James Swansea with the group Restore Justice says restricting paper mail should not be taken lightly.
You've taken away people's support system. You've taken away encouragement, right? You've taken away motivation. These are all things that individuals are losing when it comes to this.
It's unclear when paper mail would stop or which prisons would be affected. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll learn about a new climate-friendly way builders are using wood. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 32 degrees and an east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 23 degrees, an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and a high of 43 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 40 degrees, a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, a chance of rain in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 51 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, our week in review, we'll have the latest on the now former sheriff's deputy charged with killing Sonya Massie outside Springfield, plus a Trump aide speech in Chicago, vowing mass deportations from the city. And finally, we'll talk about the new project by Chicago's TikTok historian, Dilla. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A traditional building material is getting new life in the Midwest. It locks away carbon and is strong enough to stretch stories into the sky. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on a new way builders are using wood.
On the northern edge of downtown Milwaukee, one high-rise is not like the others. Your typical tall apartment building is made of steel and cement. The Ascent Milwaukee is made of wood.
It is 19 stories of mass timber over a six-story concrete parking structure.
That's architect Jason Korb. The Ascent Milwaukee is currently the world's tallest timber-concrete hybrid building. It reached that new height thanks to cross-laminated timber, or CLT. It's engineered wood, made by layering and gluing lumber in a crossing pattern to form massive, strong beams.
14th floor.
This high-rise is a luxury building. The three-bedroom model unit we tour goes for about $7,000 a month. The ceiling is made of warm, exposed timber that connects to thick wooden support beams, framing a stunning view of Lake Michigan. Originally, Korb says the building's developers considered cross-laminated timber as an aesthetic choice.
But the more you dive into it, the more you learn about its other benefits. The largest one is the level of carbon sequestration in the timber.
Korb says this building is estimated to have offset 7,200 metric tons of carbon dioxide. That's the amount of emissions produced to heat and cool about 1,000 homes in Milwaukee for a year. Numbers like that are sparking a growing interest in cross-laminated timber. There are two big ways CLT can lead to fewer planet-warming gases in the atmosphere, says John E. Fernandez, a professor of architecture at MIT. One is that wood stores carbon.
When you look at a tree, the fact is that about half of the dry weight of that tree is carbon. So carbon has been taken out of the atmosphere.
When you cut down that tree to turn it into cross-laminated timber, you're storing a lot of carbon into a building for a long time. You're also avoiding the emissions from materials like steel and concrete. Fernandez says it takes a lot of energy to make those materials. Together, steel and cement produce almost 15% of planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. So if we can find a way to build with something else, that could help slow climate change. But cross-laminated timber is still a relatively rare building material in the U.S.
It's, you know, really in its infancy.
Bill Parsons is the chief operating officer at Woodworks Wood Products Council, which is a nonprofit funded by the forestry industry to encourage more use of wood. Parsons says cross-laminated timber first took off in Europe in the 90s, but took a while to get to the U.S. Now the industry is growing quickly.
We really see this continuing to be this rapid growth through even all of the economic conditions and the pandemic. We've kind of continued to grow basically 20-30% year over year.
And in cities across the country, developers are planning larger and taller wooden buildings. A gravel lot in St. Louis's downtown West neighborhood doesn't look like much right now. But two blocks away, St. Louis's new soccer stadium is about to host the U.S. men's team. Professional soccer has breathed new life into this neighborhood. This empty lot will soon have a mass timber high-rise that's a bit taller than the record holder in Milwaukee. Kyle Howerton is a principal at AHM Group, the developer behind this project.
I hope that this is a catalyst for more structures being built using the same technologies. It feels really nice, and it could help St. Louis kind of be placed on the sustainability map.
Howerton hopes to break ground on this mass timber high-rise next year. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Arjun Tucker, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, and Kate Grumke. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.